Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. President George Bush has executed a free trade deal with Peru that locks in and expands Peru's duty-free access to the U.S. that it has enjoyed since 1991. In return, Peru immediately will eliminate duties on more than two-thirds of U.S. farm exports, such as wheat, high-quality beef, fruits and vegetables, and other processed foods. The action makes Peru the 17th free trade partner of the U.S. and the 14th country added to that list since Bush took office 8 years ago. Two-way trade between the U.S. and Peru is worth about $9.4 billion annually. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 81.64. It's down 116 points. The NASDAQ 14.99, down 29. And the S&P 500 at 832, down 17.94.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Mike, good morning.
Well, good morning, Dave. And since we last spoke last week, they did have some rainfall across most of the growing areas of South America. Argentina may be a little short on the rain and distribution. No big surprises from when we last spoke. But Brazil, rain fell heavily over central portions of their crop area during the Friday through Sunday morning period, some amounts greater than expected, including portions of Rio Grande do Sul, where rainfall ranged from 1 to 3.5 inches, and also in much of Paraná, Mato Grosso do Sul, southern Mato Grosso, and northwestern São Paulo, local totals more than 4 to 7 inches. So some flooding was suspected in western São Paulo and northern Paraná, where the most serious dryness occurred earlier this summer. Overall, summer crops from Mato Grosso to Minas Gerais and portions of São Paulo are expected to remain in mostly favorable condition over the next couple weeks. Some close monitoring of the drying conditions will also have to be made in Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, and a few Rio Grande do Sul locations, but the dryness issues, if any, are not likely to be very great. As for the previously dry areas in the interior south, Paraná, southern Mato Grosso do Sul, and western São Paulo, the worst conditions seem to be over, but reports from southern Brazil do look at some irreversible damage from the dryness earlier this year. It does look like the first corn crop should have been significantly reduced by the early dryness, and the second crop will be planted soon, and if rainfall is abundant enough, farmers may try to boost plantings to make up for some of the shortfall they had with the first crop. Early planted soybeans have been impacted as well, but there is the time's a little too late for that crop to improve there. As far as Argentina, rain fell across about 70% of the summer crop region over the weekend. Most of the rain in La Pampa and Buenos Aires was inadequate to counter evaporative losses in one location, and southeastern Entre Rios reported as much as 1.5 inches of rain, while amounts of 1 to 2 inches occurred mostly in Santiago del Estero. Rainfall in Cordoba was around 1/4 to 3/4 inch, while most other areas received less than 1/2 inch. Many locations saw precipitation, but it did not meet or exceed the evaporative losses. So overall, rainfall over the weekend was too light in the majority of crop areas in Argentina to satisfactorily raise soil moisture outside of the Santiago del Estero and southeastern Entre Rios regions. Net drying over the weekend through the end of this week will now be the rule. Areas that did not get much rain over the past week will have low soil moisture and will be seriously stressed over the next several days. further reducing the unirrigated corn and soybean production potentials. Rain next weekend will provide to be very important, and even if there is no better follow-up rain than advertised on our table, putting the this weekend's upcoming weekend's rain a very, very significant situation there. Corn, the biggest production loser, since many important soybean areas are in the wetter regions of Cordoba, Santiago del Estero, and northern Santa Fe for the Argentinian production areas. As far as the U.S., we do have a little bit of a warm-up across the Midwest right now. Another shot of cold air is expected this weekend, and right now it looks like we could see a significant precipitation event starting to evolve towards early next week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 608, down one, last trade down two. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 579, up three quarters, last trade down a quarter. July, 602, down a quarter, last trade down three. December, 648, up one and three quarters, last trade unchanged. March corn opened at 389, down two, last trade up seven and a quarter. May, 398 and three quarters, down three, last trade up seven and a half. July, 409, down three and a half, last trade up five and three quarters. December, 433 and a quarter, down three and a half, last trade up six and three quarters. March beans opened at 1018 and a quarter, down one and three quarters, last trade down three quarters. May, 1028 and three quarters, down a quarter, last trade down one and three quarters. July, 1037 and a quarter, down one and a quarter, last trade down one and a quarter. November opened at 966, down six, last trade up four and one half. March soybean meal opened at 316.90, up 90, last trade down 10. March soybean oil opened at 34.48, down 11, last trade down 1. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Trying to figure out what might move this marketplace today after the long three-day weekend. And the one item that caught my eye perhaps more than any other was the U.S. dollar, which on my charts, and I have a little bit of a delay here, but was showing up $1.44.
Yeah, I show it at 86, 85 and a half, up $1.49 now. And that could hold a lid on things, but the big one everybody's talking about is hot and dry weather in the corn areas of South America, hurting the corn worse than the beans, where they did get some of those rains. Your guy just said that was mostly in soybean areas. So I could see corn leading the way higher today as it did last night. We had a back-and-forth range last night with old crop beans staying down after being up 18 to 20, and it wouldn't surprise me if that happened today on the South American weather. The other things are the outside markets. Metals are mixed. We got gold up a bunch, silver down a bunch. We had crude oil down $2 to $3 at one time, that they're back only down 80 to 90 cents, and that dollar being up really high could hold something against going up. So I expect a mixed opening and a similar back and forth that we had last night.
Well, it was just last Monday, Pete, that we had all that bearish news from USDA and the limit down move in corn, and now we're almost back to where we started, back up to 415.
Right. If you look at in the last 10 days, we had a high at 429 on front month corn. Then we went to 359, and here we are back almost, you know, we're only 10 to 15 away from those highs. And I expect that to continue, that volatility back and forth on whatever the latest news is.
Does that move, do you think, give producers some relief who may have missed their earlier chance to do some sales, and maybe they're coming back at this bite of the apple and then come in and do some sales?
Well, the last time we did this up move, we had people that actually got corn sold in a lot of places at $4 cash, old crop, and $10 beans cash. I don't know if it'll get high enough to do that, what the basis has done locally since then, but our recommendations would be to do some of that on old crop and take advantage of the bounces up.
Go ahead and give us your thoughts about CME livestock, please.
Livestock, we're looking at mixed prices. Long-term, we're still looking at higher, but there's so much pressure from the economies of the world and here on money, of who's got what money to buy what meat, that we have days of really down hard, but we have such lighter numbers that we do expect down the road 6 months that we will have higher prices.
All right, Pete, thanks much, and you have a grand day today.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart. He is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. If you want to give us a call and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings, you can do that by calling 217-333-0853 and leave us a message. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.